So far we have discussed how to use the toolbox, what is stored in there. However, we could now go deeper into the elements. So now we will discuss the next question. What is a pattern? What a tactic? We have already discussed this slide pack one, in part one of the lecture. However, there are two slides for that. Here we have a definition of what a pattern is. A pattern is a solution, a recurring solution that can be reused, that can be reused because it's a solution to a problem that comes over and over again. So a standard problem somehow, and it's set in within a context, into a context, and for that we can reuse it. It's the pattern usually consists of a description, a structured text, and they differ from book to book, so different authors use different templates to explain this. Usually it consists of something about the goals and the environment, so intent, motivation, applicability, which is about the prerequisites. And then how does the pattern work? Structure, the structure is usually some image, some sketch. The participants, the rules of the classes that are involved, or the parts, the components, and the way in which they operate together, and what are the findings, what is the outcome, what are the benefits and the drawbacks, and what are issues for implement, how to implement them. So patterns enable reuse of software architectures in a broader sense, so we have bigger parts of reusable items. And however, it's abstract, as we had in the previous slide. No, this one here. No, where was the structure of the toolbox? Yes, here. Design patterns, they are somehow abstract. Yeah, we have to concretize them, which means that the implementation is still some, there's still some work to be done. So we add this to this point here, to the implementation point, that there are many ways. Should be a W, many ways to implement a pattern. And mostly this is depending on the environment. And environment in terms of, there's a base technology, there's some interrelation with other patterns, with other patterns. And depending on the quality goals we actually have to fulfill. Wherever the strongest impact is by the technology. This one has strongest impact on the way how to implement them. In this section, we will not go into details. However, we have some examples later in the slides. I just skip forward. So, for example, we have the layer. We explain the layer pattern starting on slide 39. So we have here, this is the description as mentioned before, with context, problem, solution, and some structural, and how the things work together, what is the what are the constraints, what are the benefits, the weaknesses. We have the model view controller pattern with an example. I think most of you know the model view controller pattern. And then later, where is it? Here, the client server pattern, which is brought, this is a structural view. And then we talk about the structure and the behavior. And then the peer-to-peer pattern is another example, again with the structure. So you see, there is, let's go back to where we have been. It is the pattern consists of the description, something with structure that's usually shown by a diagram. What are the participants? How do they collaborate? And what is the outcome? Yes, that was the first part of the answer for the question for patterns and tactics. And now let's proceed to tactics. Tactics are something small. They are reusable items as well. So they represent primitive design techniques. In contrast to design patterns, they are smaller units, and they are designed in a way that they address just one single quality attribute. While patterns usually have an impact on several of them, sometimes competing. So, for example, model view controller has some positive effects on modifiability because you can easily add new views. However, there might be a single point of failure that has a negative impact on reliability. Tactics similar to patterns represent part of the professional knowledge, and in a similar way, they are accumulated over years. So they can be collected in form of a toolbox as well. So this is similar to design patterns. However, there are some differences, and the differences is reusability is better because they are smaller units. Yeah, so design decisions are somehow unbundled, so it's easier to adapt them. So we don't have the whole collection not fitting to every environment, so it's better if the units are smaller, there is a wider field for application. And that's easier to adapt them, and they are again categorized regarding the quality attributes they address. So here's some things we will come to later, some examples. The first is for modifiability, so reduce coupling, that's part of the of modularity. Dynamic lookup is for interconnection, interoperability. Name server is something that helps us in distributed systems. First in, first out is for a queue. This helps us, for a stack. Sorry for that. This is for the queue. It helps us in distributed systems. And for example, for performance management, it's important. Encrypt data, it's a tactic for security. And maintain multiple copies of data that might serve both for scalability, for distributed systems, and for robustness. Yeah, heartbeat is for reliability. We have a slide for the relationship between both. We'll come to that later. However, I will do a few preview. It was on PDF count 105 here. Let me go forward. Tactics. Relationship between, it's here on slide 105. So patterns are built out of tactics. So the tactics are the smaller units, and explanation quite well, and many people remember that if a pattern is a molecule, then a tactic is an atom. So the tactic is the smaller unit. So here an example, MVC, the model view controller pattern, has more tactics, more than one tactics. So semantic coherence is one tactic that's used. Encapsulation of model view controller is another point. Intermediary, that's the use of the controller. And runtime binding between the view controller unit together with the module, with the model. So these are examples to give you some preview. We will go to that. We will come to that later. Now let's go back to our question. And the question was here. We answered the question: what is an architectural pattern? What is a tactic? And now back to this influence of a technical technology to an example to be answered in the next video.